WJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 71 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters. You can trust names like Radio Shack, U.S. Cellular, and Dishnet. We look for the showers to be ending this morning. It'll be hot and humid today with a high of 92. A heat advisory is in effect until late this evening for those counties south of Interstate 80. Radar shows the showers and thunderstorms still lingering in the area. There's a cell just east of Highway 71 and north of Highway 92. Around the Cumberland area and right along 71, and then along the Lyman Corner, Highway 92 between there and Griswold, and just south of 92 between Macedonia and the Hastings, or Henderson area, I should say, and those storms are moving off to the east. And there are some lighter showers off to our north. In the news, a severe thunderstorm producing wind gusts in excess of 50 miles per hour pushed through Atlantic between 210 and 240 this morning. The storm dumped 6/10 of an inch of rain here in Atlantic at the KJAN studios. The storms and strong winds felled at least two tree limbs, one of which fell across a portion of westbound 7th Street, just west of Maple, at around 2:10 a.m. Atlantic police put out some orange traffic cones near the limb as a warning to motorists who were traveling through town early this morning. Another approximately 4-inch diameter tree limb was observed having fallen between 4th and 5th Streets just east of Olive, and scattered smaller limbs and twigs littered the city streets early this morning. There were also scattered reports of brief power outages within the city. The National Weather Service says a peak wind gust of 51 miles per hour was reported by the Automated Weather Observation System, or AWOS, located on the grounds of the Atlantic Airport at 2:15 a.m. Law enforcement in Guthrie County reported 2 to 4-inch diameter tree limbs were down in Yale after the storms blew through there at around 2:45 a.m. Again, 6/10 of an inch of rainfall here in Atlantic. Messina reports 18/100 of an inch of rainfall. I'll have more news after this.
Okay, you have your computer. It ran about $700. The printer, about $100. Ink cartridges, they average about $35 a piece. And photo paper, about 10 cents per sheet. You're ready to go, ready to print your own pictures at home. So, let's get started. First picture comes up. You adjust the low light, take the red eye out, and print. Uh-oh, you adjusted a little too much for the brightness. Do it again and print. Oh, that's 2 sheets of paper and ink, but it's still not right. Here we go again. 3 sheets of paper and ink. Now your time's starting to add up. Just how much is your time worth?
This is Carol at Rex Pharmacy. You know, you could have just brought your digital media to us and have all your prints professionally printed for just 30 cents a piece. Save even more time and email your shots to rexphoto@metc.net. In the Rex Pharmacy Photo Lab, it's all we've ever done. Take care of you and your pictures. So bring us your digital media or your film and get personalized service from people you can count on.
And severe storms have been rumbling across much of Iowa this morning. Thousands of people were without power early today in Marshalltown. Trees are down across the roadways in that town after a strong storm moved through at about 4 a.m. By 5 a.m., Alliant Energy reported more than 27,000 customers were without electricity in Iowa. Mid-American Energy had 6,100 customers in the dark, and they were primarily located in Des Moines and Iowa City. Morning storms will give way to more heat and humidity. As we mentioned, a heat advisory is in effect through 7 p.m. for much of southwestern, central, and south-central Iowa. Highs are expected to be in the low to mid-90s today, with heat indices ranging from 100 to 110 degrees this afternoon. The hot and muggy conditions will continue through the week with occasional scattered thunderstorms as well. Authorities in Montgomery County say a Missouri man wanted on a warrant out of Pennsylvania was arrested Sunday evening following a traffic stop west of Red Oak. 29-year-old Jonathan Lee Lewis of Gladstone, Missouri, was wanted for a probation violation in Pennsylvania. Lewis was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond while awaiting extradition to Pennsylvania. Authorities in Pottawatomie County are warning residents to lock their vehicles and garage doors. They especially want citizens to be on the lookout for suspicious activity around vehicles. The notices comes on the heels of a string of vehicle break-ins which have occurred this month. Pott County Sheriff's Department spokesman Sergeant Dwayne Ritchie says nearly 24 vehicle break-ins have been reported so far this month. In all but just a couple of instances, the owners left their vehicles unlocked. Ritchie says the burglars hit neighborhoods on the east and southeast side of Council Bluffs. He told the Omaha World-Herald that thieves are going down the block, checking doors and popping the car. If the doors are open, they're stealing whatever they can steal before moving on to the next car. In some cases, he said the thieves have entered unlocked garages to get access to the vehicles. Council Bluffs Police Sergeant Chad Myers told the paper he hasn't seen an increase in vehicle burglaries and noted, unfortunately, they happen pretty frequently year-round, though. Myers encouraged residents to support or report suspicious activity in their neighborhood, no matter how trivial it might seem. And Sergeant Ritchie has asked anyone with information on the recent break-ins to contact the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office at 712-890-2200. A nearly $348,000, 7,200-square-foot metal shed will be built near the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office once the Missouri River floodwaters recede. The shed, which will be holding equipment and large evidence from criminal cases, is being funded through money forfeited and seized during traffic stops involving drugs. The building will also house a number of specialized trailers the Sheriff's Office has gained over the years, including a bomb squad trailer. The Pott County Board of Supervisors voted last week to sign a contract with Anderson Construction to build a $347,820 shed between the existing shed north of the Sheriff's Office. Assistant Pottawatomie County Attorney Maggie Reyes said that while the contract has been signed, construction is not likely to begin until after the threat of flooding has subsided, and once that's done, it will take about 180 days. Sheriff Danker said the price of the project includes tree removal, running electricity to the site, architectural work, permits, concrete work, grading, and the building itself. He says also his department needs the added storage. He cited as an example a large burglary arrest made in 2000, which resulted in his office renting storage units to hold the seized property. A fiery accident on an Interstate 80 exit ramp in Adair County Saturday afternoon destroyed part of a semi-tractor trailer, but there were no injuries reported. According to the Iowa State Patrol, the accident happened around 3:40 p.m. Saturday, just east of the westbound exit ramp to Highway 25, or Exit 86, about 2 miles west of Menlo. Scanner reports indicated shortly after the crash that the trailer of the semi was fully engulfed in flames. A detour was established for about 2 hours while the wreckage was being cleared up. Fire crews extinguished the blaze, which destroyed the trailer portion of the semi, but motorists reported the flames reappeared at around 6:40 p.m., prompting fire crews to return to the scene. The trailer's burned-out remains were still on the shoulder of the road Sunday morning, but were removed by midday, and by late afternoon only the scorched pavement remained as a clue to the large fire that had occurred. Details about the accident were still not available last night and early this morning for that matter, and you can see a picture of that burned-out trailer on our website at KJAN.com under the News tab. KJAN News time is 7:14.
This is Mal Sharp for U.S. Cellular. Today I'm in Chicago asking people, what would make you happy?
I wish the moles would stop invading my yard.
See, I think you'd be happier switching to a wireless plan that saves you money.
That would probably do it too.
U.S. Cellular's Premium Plus plan can save a family of four over $1,000 a year. And not only that, you get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and plenty of data. You like saving $1,000.
I would.
Yeah, and you hate what?
Moles.
If your wireless plan is costing too much, switch to U.S. Cellular. Get the Android-powered HTC Merge for $149.99 and use it with the Premium Plus plan and be with the happiest customers in wireless.
Phone prices after $100 mail-in rebate that comes as a Visa debit card. A bookable smartphone data plan required. New 2-year agreement and $30 activation fee may apply. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. If your wireless plan is costing too much, come see me. I'll show you the Merge, an absolutely awesome smartphone at a great price. We're your authorized U.S. Cellular agent, Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, 82-year-old Leah Berry of Atlantic died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Funeral services for Leah Berry will be this morning at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. 81-year-old Michael J. Bloom of Harlan died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Michael Bloom will be today at 10:30. At St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan, Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And 51-year-old James L. Morrell of Stewart died July the 6th at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for James Morrell will be today at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Henson reporting.